Well, I almost brought this up the other day when Jay Bird opened up the topic about citizens arrest. Didn't you open up a topic about it?
I did.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, one of my buddies, we were doing, I'm not sure if you guys are familiar with it, but it's hot knives. What you do is you take two knives.
Kevin looks so confused.
I'm like, no, I don't know what hot knives is.
We were at my.
Is this standard? Should people know what hot knives is?
I think like the stoner community would know what hot knives are.
I've never heard of
it. Oh, okay.
Well, what it is, we were hanging out at my buddy's house, and we were debating about having a party that night, like inviting people over. We were going to get beer and whatnot. But before we did that, you take two knives from your kitchen, you know, and you know the burners on the stove.
Yeah,
how it's like a coil. Uh-huh. We slide them under there, and you turn the burner on, and you'll see they start getting really hot, and they start glowing at the end where the
cheese.
It's really hot.
The knives. Oh, okay.
So then you take mittens or some sort of like towel or something.
Yeah.
And you grab them, and then when you throw the weed on there and you touch them together, it instantly bursts into a cloud of smoke because it's so hot.
So you throw the weed on the knife, and the weed goes poof.
And then you touch the two knives together, and it's just like.
And you inhale that.
And then what you use is like you take a soda bottle.
Yeah.
And you cut it in half, and then you put your mouth on this end, and you can breathe the smoke in real quick.
It's a big hit, Kev.
It's a really big hit.
For you potheads who don't have
any... It's really amazing. Potheads are really ambitious. I mean, the things they come up with, I mean, that's unbelievable to me. I'm just
hot knives.
I am so blown away by this.
It's a fun way to get stoned every now and then.
This is such an educational segment.
Well, we were doing hot knives all night, so I mean, we were getting really baked, and we were deciding whether we're going to have this party. So we went out to the gas station where in the town I used to live in. There was one gas station that you could buy beer with if you didn't have an ID, because we were underage at the time.
Uh-huh.
So it's one of the ones, it was like a bodega. You could stop there, and if there was two employees, if they were working there, you could get alcohol from them. If not, then you couldn't, because the other guy would ID you.
Oh, I know that move, yeah.
So we rolled up, and of course, the two guys we were looking for weren't there. So we went in, and I think I bought a Slim Jim and like a Mountain Dew or something.
Uh-huh.
And we go back to the car, and I'm in the driver's seat waiting. My other buddy's in the passenger seat, and my third buddy isn't back yet. And he comes out with a case of beer. And we're like, how the heck did he get beer? Well, as he's walking, he's so stoned, he gets in the wrong car. And he gets in there, and he's like, and then they take off. And I was like,
were they stoned too?
Well, no. All right, so this is where the story starts developing.
Oh, it's developing
me,
now?
Me and my buddy are like, who was that? And he's like, he must have known him. Because they got in the car, and they drove off. I was like, huh, maybe they'll meet us back at the apartment. So I went to call him on the cell phone. And of course, his cell phone's ringing in the back seat of my car. He didn't even bring it in.
So he's in this car trapped? With no phone?
Well, he voluntarily kidnapped himself.
Well, what he did, we found out. So we headed back to the apartment, and we're just waiting for him. We're playing Halo on Xbox.
Of course you are.
Just waiting for him. And 2 hours go by, and we have no way of getting a hold of him. We start getting worried.
2 hours later, that's when they worry.
Hey, man, I'm kind of worried.
So
he's been gone for a day and a half. I hope he's okay.
At the apartment, my old room, it had a porch entrance. You could come in from behind the apartment and go into the porch, and you could knock on my back door, and that door would open on into the porch. And so I hear this like ferocious knocking 2.5 hours later or so, and it's my buddy. He's covered in twigs. He's got like dirt on him. He's got like one of the, like, out of the whole case of beer, he's got like one or two beers still intact. And we're like, what the hell happened to you, man? You like, what? So he tells us what it was he decided, he was stoned, he just decided to like shoplift this case of beer because we couldn't get any. So he just grabbed it, and he jumped in the first car he saw, which he thought was mine.
Yeah.
And it was a complete stranger's car.
Uh-huh.
Well, the guy in the car saw him do this and was going to citizens arrest him by driving him to the police station. That's why he took off.
Are you shitting me?
No.
Oh, my God.
So he's riding in the car being citizens arrested?
He's like, hey, man, I got in the wrong car. Where are you taking me? And the guy's like, I saw you steal that beer. I'm going to turn you into the police right now.
Oh,
so,
shit.
Oh, no.
He ended up bailing from the car, and he didn't he had no phone, he had no way of getting a hold of us, and he was trying to remember where the apartment was, and he's just going through woods, and he's trying to stay off the streets because he thinks he's going to get arrested.
Oh. So he's on the lamp holding what's left of the beer he shoplifted.
Well, when he jumped out of the car with the case, it all shattered and soaked him,
but he still had two beers
he
left.
Still savaged two of them.
Wow. Did he jump out of the car moving?
Yeah, he panicked. He said he thought he was like he thought he was done. He thought he was going to jail. So he just panicked and bailed the car. It had to have been going like 30 miles an hour.
Oh my god.
He was all messed up.
That is probably the best story out of all of them.
Oh wow.